Welcome to this week's Talking Codswallop. I am Gemma.
And you just caught me mid-swig. I'm Andy.
Oh, sorry. I do apologise. I did actually tell you that we were just about to start recording.
I thought I had enough time to take another little sipette of coffee.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough. I've got my coffee ready next to me as well, because it is 10 o'clock in the morning on a bank holiday Monday. So, Codswallop this week.
Yeah, podcasters who must get an episode out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And other people that is like, I can do 10 a.m. I was like, oh. At least he didn't say 9, like James used to always say, but yeah.
Yeah.
8 a.m.? No, fuck off.
Yeah, that's for the grumpy episode.
Yeah, well, it'd definitely be a grumpy episode if it was at 8 a.m. in the morning, I'll tell you. But anyway, how have you been?
All good, thank you very much. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
All right, good, bye.
Yeah, bye. That was a really fun episode.
Sorry, that's it.
So what's new with you? There's got to be some fun stories that we can talk about.
Let's see. I mean, I'm still doing a sim racing.
How are you doing with that?
Yeah, doing good. I can give you an update on that later.
See,
I've still got a job.
Yeah, that's good.
Cats are still alive. I mean, that's always an achievement that I managed to keep two living things alive.
Yes.
Oh, I've got a girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say the plant's still alive, but now I... Yay! Congratulations. Or
thank
commiserations
you.
To her.
Well, I think it's more likely the commiserations.
Yeah. Well, that feels like that came out of the blue. When did this all happen?
Well, that happened in February, but it's been a slow burn.
Okay.
Because we actually tried to date in 2018.
Oh, okay.
But our lives were in different places at that time, but we then just decided to remain friends. And both of us actually still had feelings for each other, but no one said anything until this year.
Aww.
So,
do you know, sometimes, though, it's the best way to start, isn't it? With just a friendship and stuff, isn't it? So, yeah. So
that's it.
Just quickly, just to check as well, her name isn't Alexa and she's the one who's been running around turning your lights off.
No.
Okay.
No, nor is it Siri.
Is it Siri that you... Oh, no, Google. Google.
Yeah, no. No.
No.
She's real. She's not bits and bytes or okay. rubber.
Well, that's a good start. That's a good start. Now, and how are you managing to juggle your sim racing with another living person?
I mean, I won't lie, it's a struggle. No, it's finding a balance, isn't it? You know, when you're used to being able to do your own thing whenever you want.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you've got to take in other people's desires, wants and needs.
Yeah.
We're looking to see how it can work. Because it is a hobby.
Yeah.
And I do get grumpy when people say it's just a video game, because yes, it is, but it's not an arcade game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
So we just need to... And the good thing for me is that, you know, she's got her own life. But apparently she wants to do stuff together. Apparently that's what couples do.
Oh.
I remember seeing that in the terms and conditions.
No, I remember times with Chris that I definitely didn't want to do things together. That's why I'm single again, though. So maybe, yeah. You know, maybe play your cards a little bit better.
That's it. It's good because it'll get me out of the house and doing stuff. So especially she's got a puppy. So most of our dates involve taking the thing out for a walk.
Picking up its poos.
Yeah.
Although, how's that going to work with the cats?
Well, this is it, because it's an 8-month-old sausage dog.
Oh, okay. So if you introduce the cats to it, then they'll probably protect it rather than...
No.
Oh, okay.
No. At the moment, they are running the hell away from Bonnie, and Bonnie's just yapping it at it.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like, yeah, we need to do this properly. So Yeah, bless her. You know, she's 8 month old. She is very excitable, very yappy. Does lots of excitable wheeze everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, normal puppy things.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love how you've given me more information about the puppy than your girlfriend, but yeah.
That's it. GDPR.
Yeah, exactly. So how did you meet and all this?
So yeah, no, we met on Bumble. So as we've said, towards the end of sort of 2018, we met up and we tried dating. And then in 2019, it was like I got friend zoned. Yeah, and we just, you know, we just ended up sort of just meeting up every other month or so, just hanging out, grabbing a bite to eat, chewing the fat, and then going our separate ways. Yeah. And then, you know, that old jokey thing when you've been single for so long and you've got another single friend, you're like, oh, do you know what? If by this, let's just get together ourselves. We did something very similar. So I was saying, oh, I need a bigger house for my sim rig. You know, she wants a bigger house for arts and crafts or like upcycling. It's like, well, you know, you have an east wing, I have a west wing, and let's just buy a house together. You know? And then we started sort of talking about it seriously, and it was like, well, actually, if we are going to do this, let's just understand what each other want from it.
No, you know? Yeah, so absolutely.
So we went out for a customary steak dinner and laid out cards on the table. It's like, oh, right, okay, we both feel the same. All right, brilliant. Okay, boyfriend, girlfriend, awesome. That was easy.
Oh, I'm really, really happy for you. I am. Because although this is going to mean that Andy's potentially happy all the time, so I don't know that that's going to be beneficial, but, you know.
Oh, like, behave. How many people in a relationship are happy?
That's a very good point. But in the early stages, yeah, no, you are happy, aren't you? But, you know. But, no, I really do hope it works out. And, yes, I will have an invite to the wedding when it happens. So.
Well, we've already had that conversation.
Oh, you don't want to get married?
Neither of us do, no. Not unless there's the tax benefits outweigh the faff and the hassle of paying and planning for a wedding.
Okay. Is that just a ruse so you don't invite me? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, not just you.
Oh, well, that's all right. As long as I'm within a group of not wanted people, that's fine.
I mean, is everyone a group? No, I mean, you could do it on the cheap, you know, but actually, if marriage doesn't really mean the same thing as it probably used to do.
No,
and for the majority.
It's a personal preference as well, isn't it? As long as both people are on the same board, then it doesn't really matter, does it? But
And it's amazing just how much more expensive a cake becomes as soon as it becomes a wedding cake.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And how much hall hire becomes more expensive when it's no longer a party and it's a in a wedding reception.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could always just do it on the cheap and just not tell them that it's wedding related, but yeah.
Yeah.
Just turn up in a wedding dress and be like, ah, surprise!
That's it. So I think if we do it for tax reasons, it'll be nipping up to Gretna Green.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, why not? For anyone who doesn't know, that's where we elope in this country.
So famously, you could be 16 or something. There was something special about that area that you could do without your parents' permission.
Yes, I think so. And wasn't there something to do with like a hammer or something as well?
That's a new one on me. We'll have to do a Gretna Green special.
Okay, yeah, we'll look into it.
Yeah. Maybe James and James could do that one.
We'll let them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, you've had a more exciting life than I have. So, yeah, I've been watching lots of telly.
Yeah. And looking at new brum-brums.
Yes, yes. Looking still for a new brum-brum. But that's okay. It's because I'm not in any hurry this time. Because the last time I was in like a super rush to get the car that I've got now. So yeah. I'm in no rush. So I'm just going to wait for the perfect one or the near perfect one, you know, kind of thing. You know, but I know exactly what I want. I'm sending it out to the universe, you know, for those that believe. Like my mum says, you have to say, I want, and then such and such and such, you know. And yeah, It's all good.
Excellent.
Yeah, so I'm really focusing. It's going to be blue. it's going to have four wheels, or five wheels, including the steering wheel. Because they don't have...
Lecky windows.
Pardon?
Lecky windows.
Oh, yeah, electric windows, yeah.
Lecky side mirrors.
I mean, that's not as necessary, but that is a little bonus. But heated seats, that would be nice.
So you feel like you're wee yourself.
Yeah. Well, currently I've got heated seats in my car, and that's like the only good thing about my car. Yeah. So it's like, oh, on a cold winter's day when you got a bit of a chill, it's like, oh, or your back's hurting and you put the heated seat on. Yes, I'm old now. But yeah, you put the heated seat on. It's like, oh, that really soothes my back. Oh, that's
excellent.
Nice.
Excellent.
So, yeah. Yeah, so have you got any codswallop this week? Because you seem happy, so I guess you haven't got any codswallop this week.
No, just my usual bullshit with kids on e-scooters. I mean, I've pretty much got a personal line now into the police.
Yeah,
they're here again.
It's still nothing happening.
just get it logged, you know.
Yeah, well, one day somebody will do something because somebody will have died and they'll be like, oh, look at all these reports that Mr. Andy Barr was making.
Yeah, and oh, wasn't he involved in the RTA?
No, I'm sure you wouldn't do that. Not now. Yeah,
no, not ever.
No.
But no, the thing, I mean, I nearly took one out as I turned into my road.
Yeah, it's so easily done, isn't it? Because they're not paying attention. So yeah. They're just, and they've got no road sense, have they? So,
yeah.
So,
but yeah, no, apart from that, I mean, I haven't been out running that much, so I haven't had a chance to get upset.
Well, that's all right. Well, I've got codswallop. Obviously.
All right, I'm buckled up.
You're buckled up. So one of them is actually somebody else's codswallop. So
didn't think we were allowed to do a secondhand codswallop.
Yeah, we could do secondhand codswallop. It's all good. So anyway, so there was this girl on Twitter. Her Twitter handle is at Rena Rena. So it's Rena Fried Manwarts. So basically... she put up a thing where she was like, oh, if I was to do a YouTube channel on the fact that my neighbor's dog keeps pooing in her yard, and it's been 9 months now, and basically it's been continuing that the neighbor keeps letting her dog poo in this woman's yard, and it's just like she's tried various different things. Like, and I suggested to her, why don't you, you know, if you're going to bag it, hang it on the door of the neighbour and say, I think you left something. But yeah. I think that's awful, isn't it? I mean, the occasional accident will happen, but it's like if I was out with a walk, with Mr. Socks, and he went on somebody's driveway or whatever, I'd be mortified first of all, and then I'd be picking it up straight away. You know, it's not you're not just leaving it for somebody to find.
No, that's it. And on Reddit, on the Petty Revenge subreddit, there's plenty of examples of that where people have had neighbours, letting their dogs foul on their lawn, and they've I can't remember what revenge they've taken, but they have been humorous. So perhaps you should get back onto Twitter, X, whatever it's called these days.
It's called Twitter because I don't call it X. Yeah.
Oh, don't dead name it.
I'm going to dead name it.
Yeah, maybe go back and suggest she goes onto Petty Revenge subreddit and look up for some ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I will. But yeah, it's just like, I think just in general, it's so disrespectful at the fact that the neighbour is allowing it to happen. They're over in America, they're in Texas. So I don't know if they've got certain rules over there or whatever compared to over here, you know, or if they just haven't got any human decency. But
lack of community spirit.
Yes. Yeah, or maybe sharing is caring in their eyes. But they're That's sharing it. Dog shit, yeah.
It's their God-given right.
Absolutely, yeah.
Covered under one of their many amendments.
But no, I just, yeah, it kind of made my blood boil a little bit. So I said to her, is it okay if I use this as a codswallop on our podcast? And she's like, yes, yes, do share it to everybody who needs to know. So, yeah.
Together. So everyone flood her messages and give her suitable suggestions that won't end up with her in prison.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I did say to her, though, I said, I'm sure you have, but have you actually spoken to the neighbour about it? I can't remember if she responded or not, but yeah. I assume she would have gone down that route. So, yeah.
Because if it was me, I would just pick it up, scoop it and throw it onto their front step.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would do something similar. Yeah.
Or at least get a camera pointed down onto my front garden where it was happening.
Yes.
And because then at least under UK law, you could then sort of submit it and say, well, this is the person, this is where they live. And then they can then be fined. Because I think, is it £100 for not clearing up after your pupster?
It could be. I've never really noticed the signs or whatever because I always pick it up. So it's like...
Because you're a good girl.
I am a good girl. But that brings me to my own dog altercation, should I say. That
Mr. Socks,
no, he's
the most perfect pupster in the world.
Yeah, I mean, he was good in this scenario anyway, but it was related to a cyclist as well. So,
our favourite subject.
I know, but I also wonder what your thoughts are going to be on this topic as well. Because
the cyclist was at fault. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, so there's this lovely walk by it's sort of at the back of my house. You know, it's not massively far to get to it sort of thing on foot. So I was feeling a little bit energetic on Friday. So I thought, you know what, the weather's nice. I'm going to take Socks on a quick walk to, you know, what's called the Robwell Trail. And yes, it's one of those places that it's nice in the daytime, but it's very dodgy at night. So, you know, I think I've talked about it before anyway. But, so basically I always take him on the lead to the Robwell Trail, and then I let him off the lead. And then if any sort of other dogs are coming or anything like that, and if they're on a lead, I put him straight back on a lead. And, you know, for the most part, he's just interested in all of the smells. He just keeps himself to himself. You know, he's not really doing any harm to anybody. But so we nearly got to the end of our walk, and we were just literally sort of close to the sort of turning where we were going to, you know, have to sort of get off the Robwell Trail to get to home sort of thing. And this cyclist decided to, because they're allowed to ride their bikes on this trail as well.
Yeah.
And they can do any speed they like, it seems. They can just go up and down really quick. It doesn't matter if, like, a dog's there, or if, you know, a toddler's walking around or whatever. But anyway, so I just wanted to add that to the little part of the story. But yeah, he starts ringing his little bicycle bell, and he's like, ring, 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 you know, he's like really ringing it. And Socks is still off the lead at this point, so I'm sort of calling him towards me. But because this cyclist is actually ringing his bell, it's distracting Socks, who was before not paying attention to anything and just sniffing. And then he was like screaming at me, that dog should be on a lead. There's signs up that say that this dog should be on a lead. But again, he wasn't reacting to him until he started sort of doing a bit of a kerfuffle. You know what I mean? But yeah, so obviously he didn't want to run over the dog, but at the same time I was like, he doesn't have to be on a lead. He's fine, you know, kind of thing. And he was like, no, there's signs up everywhere. And I was like, oh, I didn't actually see any of the signs. Because that must be like a new thing, because you know, they've always been allowed to sort of just run freely on this bit, but yeah.
Is it a nature reserve? As in, is there like wildlife, like a little pond and
no
wildflower meadows?
No.
The only reason why I ask is, funnily enough, yesterday, me and the lady were out taking the puppy for a walk. And she let Bonnie off the lead, and I clocked the sign. It said, all dogs must be kept on a lead. All cyclists must dismount because there was a lake with, with birds nesting, butterflies, okay, and moth habitats. So they don't want the dogs romping off into the undergrowth, disturbing the local wildlife and what have you.
That makes sense.
And Loretta got her back up going, "Oh, not doing that." I'm like, "You will. When you're with me, you will. You're going to obey the signs." So I would say if there were signs, I'm afraid you don't have a paw to stand on.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
But the cyclist is a class A wank stain.
Yeah.
For tringing his little bell.
Yeah.
Because heaven forbid a fucking motorist was honking their horn at them on the road, there will be little Mr. or little Mr. indignant on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it was like, because we passed, like me and Socks, obviously, when I say we passed a couple of different, like, cyclists and, you know, whatnot. And nobody else said anything. It was just this one guy. And it was like, I mean, it's fair enough. I'm going to have to find somewhere else to take him because he needs to, there's a part of that you think that the dog needs to be off the lead at one point. You know, his recall is really good. He comes back straight away. But obviously, when it comes to, you know, nervous dogs, I understand that, you know, I need to call him back and blah, blah, blah. You know, so, you know, I am sort of being very good when it comes to that kind of thing. But at the same time, he does need the sort of freedom to just run off and smell wherever he wants to smell. Yeah. You know,
so you're just a victim of bad owners. And now you're paying the consequence for them.
Yeah, yeah. But there you go. But then, you know, it's like you said, rules are rules. But it's just, yeah. Also, that cyclist could have just jogged on for a bit.
Yeah, been less of a twat. Yeah. Now you've triggered me now, because now I've just recalled something that happened to me. But yesterday, in fact, when I was out doing a little trot around the block. So, where do you stand on this? Right, so it's a busy A road, but it's single carriageway.
Okay.
It's 30 miles an hour. And there's a set of traffic lights, but generally it's just an A road. The pathway is quite narrow, as in you could only walk single file.
Okay.
Who should get into the road? So if I'm walking with the flow of traffic, so the traffic is coming up behind me, in your view, who should get onto the road? The father and the son cyclists heading towards me in the direction of the traffic, or me slowly trotting with their back to the traffic?
I'm pondering this one because I know for a safety point of view, it's like probably the cyclists. But at the same time, that's kind of against the rules of the road, so to speak, that they should be going with the traffic rather than towards the traffic.
So in my view, they should have been high vised up. Yeah. And actually riding on the road, on the correct side of the road.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely.
Or walking their bikes.
Could they, I mean, obviously you said it's a narrow path and stuff like that, but could they have just gone single file and then you, or were they doing single file?
They were single file, but this path is so narrow that you can't, one person always has to step into the road, whether it's two pedestrians or not. But my view was that they shouldn't have been cycling on that path. They should have been walking their bikes.
Yeah.
And if they wanted to cycle, they should have been on the road. Had they been walking their bikes, I probably would have just looked over my shoulder, stepped onto the road and jogged on past. But the fact that they were cycling towards me, I was a little bit like, well, hang on. Now you've taken the choice away from me. I feel like I've gotten, because you're heading towards me making zero sign. You've made it very clear that you're going to just cycle into me.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good at all. There's no grassy bit along the side or anything like that that anyone can
see. It's literally hedgerow. It's a very, very old path. It's been there since day dot when pedestrians weren't a factor.
Okay. In the days of the dinosaurs.
Exactly. You know. So yeah, it's just really frustrating because, you know, it's again, it's just like cyclists seem to be that protected, vulnerable class of road user, and the poor old pedestrian is kind of just left to fend for themselves.
Yeah, no, definitely. I 100% hate cyclists. So any salty tadpoles that are cyclists, decide to get another hobby or whatever, because, you know, you suck. But
or just do better. Get your community to do better.
Yeah, I mean, if there's got to be rules for a dog, for example, or, you know, rules for humans, why can't there be rules for cyclists as well? Which technically fall under the bracket of humans, but, you know, sometimes they don't.
But no.
I mean, how old was the son? Was it a youngster, or were we talking like teenager?
No, I would say sort of coming up to tween age.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm just thinking whether they were comfortable being on the road. But, you know, when you're trying to look at all the different sort of sides of everything. Yeah. But at the end of
But again, it's like if you're not comfortable being on the road and you are on a narrow path. Does common decency not say dismount and walk your bike?
Or just pull over so that somebody can safely get past. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's having that common courtesy to think about other users and more vulnerable users of the infrastructure. But it just compounds this me society that we live in. Anyway, rant over. I'm happy I've got a girlfriend.
Oh, we're going to have to put up with this for a few weeks, guys. So that's two of the four people all loved up now, you know. Just me and James left.
James Senior or James Junior?
James Senior, yeah. Well, James Junior is married, isn't he?
Yeah, but is that loved up? Or was that just a sentence? For one of them or both of them?
Well, who knows? Who knows indeed? Indeed.
Indeed.
Yeah. Oh
my With God. My brand of cheese.
Oh dear, we do pick on that James so much. It's fun. So you alluded to something to do with sim racing earlier. So what's that all about?
Yeah, no, it's just to say we're still plugging away and
good,
and we're slowly but surely we're getting better and better results. You know, we got fourth this weekend in a six hour race.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, we've been seventh and another numbers. But we just seem to be a little bit of victim of circumstances and, you know, ruining what could have been if it wasn't for either my mistake, Matt's mistake, or someone else's mistake. So with a clean race, we think we can get a podium at some point this year. So, it's going really well. So we've got a 24-hour race coming up in a couple of weekends' time.
Ooh.
And then another one in June. So we're heading into the busy period of special events. So
the 24 hours one, are they for like charity and stuff, or are they just for fun?
Well, they are competitive series. They're one-off events, but I do have a charity one solo coming up in September at some point.
Okay, well you'll have to let us know about that then, so we can do you have like, you know, how do you have it set up for like the charity and stuff like that? Do you just have people like ready to donate or whatever? Or
yeah, so like last year there'll be a special GoFundMe that's linked to the chosen charity. So the profits go, you know, let's say the profits of donations go direct to the charity rather than to the person who sets up the GoFundMe. There'll be a target. So it'll be interesting to see what they do this year, because as I think, if I do a recap last year, the target was just £2,400 to be raised. And we smashed it with 11,000. So.
So they got to have a little. Well, I suppose if you have a low target, you're always going to have a high gain, aren't you?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We'll just waiting to find out what Ollie's plans are. But it'll be the Nürburgring Nordschleife, which is the northern circuit. So a big long lap, about 8 minutes a lap. Doing that for 24 hours. So that's the race that's coming up, actually, not this weekend, probably the weekend this drops or the weekend after. So, it's mid-May, I think it is.
Okay. Well, good luck with that, obviously. You know, keep using our brand. You know, don't be using... What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Exactly. What are you doing?
I moved a bit of paper and it fell on my lap.
Okay.
Jesus, bat ears.
Well, it's not bat ears when you hear, because I'm going to keep that in.
Is that a moth farting in Australia?
I'm going to keep that in just so that you know how noisy it was. It was, yeah, ridiculously noisy. But anyway, I forgot what
so
I was
yes,
saying.
So, yes, no, we're, we are. Yeah, so we're. Definitely going to keep racing under Talking Cosworth, but Matt's got his own team, Wiki Racing.
Okay.
So we do alternate races because, you know, sharing is caring.
Absolutely, yeah. We have to allow Matt to have his own thing as well. But, you know, I don't know why he would want anything other than Talking Cosworth, but, you know.
And if anyone wants to see what it exactly looks like, just come and have a look at AndyBar79. And I've got my onboard that I stream live, and then I do... two replays. I do a TV camera one, and I do what's called a far chase. So you sit behind the car. So if you want to see what it is Matt and I do, jump onto my channel, take a look. If you need something to send you to sleep, this might help you. and if you're interested in motorsports, maybe you might enjoy watching two people struggle to do well.
No, you're doing well. You're doing very well. And also just to point out as well that is on YouTube, because Andy didn't actually mention where it was. I know he's a channel, but just in case, you know, there might be a channel that's connected to, you know, Instagram. I don't know.
No,
but
that's it. Yeah. So it's at AndyBar79 on YouTube.
Ooh. Okay. Well, I subscribe to that, so, you know, I am always pretending that I'm watching.
Honestly, just like you say to me, just download it at least. So,
yeah.
Just before you go to bed each night, just put one of my videos on, turn the sound off and go to sleep.
All right. Okay, cool. Okay. No, that's fine. I'll do that then. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, download the episode, listen to it at least 5 minutes, and then we get the rating. So it's all good.
Exactly.
That's a trick, guys. So if you're listening for the first time and you're thinking, what the hell are these two talking about? And you've got to 34 minutes. Well, congratulations, first of all. But
you don't have to keep listening, but it'd be great if you could.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I'm about to talk about TV recommendations. So things that I've been watching recently. So as long as Andy has finished talking about his Brum-Brums.
Brum-Brums, yes. team Talking Codswallop.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't insult him too much, seeing how he's sponsoring us. So there's been a couple of things that I've been watching lately, and really, really good. But at the same time, some of them have been a very hard watch as well. So have you heard of Baby Reindeer? I know it's been publicised everywhere, so I don't know if you've heard it or not, but...
I've seen news articles and I've just thought, oh, I have no idea what that is, and just moved on with my life.
It's actually really good. It's basically the guy who wrote it and who is the main guy, the actor in the program. It's actually a story of his life. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it's actually really creepy and a bit wacky. Yeah. If anyone's wondering why I'm laughing, then that's because this is a second take. Because I said wanky instead of wonky.
Or wacky.
Or wacky. So, but no, it's a, it sort of really does sort of creep you out, but at the same time, it's kind of like really fascinating as well. I recommend it anyway. It's on Netflix. I don't really want to talk too much about that one because it is fairly new, but it is interesting the fact that the guy has been through this trauma and he's also going through it all again because he's actually acting the role out exactly how it actually happened to him, you know? So it's actually quite interesting concept in that sense. Mm. There's an awful lot of trauma that's happened in this guy's life to make him the way that he is, you know. But it's actually really, really good watch, but it is also, you have to kind of be in the right mindset for it, I suppose.
Yeah, which is a shame, really, because I just tend to watch fluff stuff now.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, mentally, I'm like, oh, this is too dark.
Yeah. No, you probably won't like the second thing that I talk about then as well. But I think also it's a really important watch. And it's called the Tattooist of Auschwitz. Sorry if I'm pronouncing the Auschwitz bit wrong. I can never say I can never be sure if I actually say that correctly or whatever. But
sounds correct to me.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go then. So basically, it's a story of the Jewish camps and all that. The story of everything that we all kind of know, but it is also very, very visual. This is probably the more disturbing of the two, but it's one of those programs that it's like, it's horrifying, it's wonderful, it's gripping, it's terrifying. You know, it's all those sort of emotions all in one scene. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And so you're seeing like, the SS sort of shooting Jews just because they're using the toilet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like for no reason whatsoever. And it's the story of an elderly man who's telling his, his events during the camps and stuff. And he's also, he was also taken on as a tattooist. So he had to tattoo other Jews with the numbers. And yeah. It's absolutely, like I said, it's absolutely horrific. Towards the end, we could sort of do like two episodes in one evening kind of thing. But at first it was one of those things that you had to just kind of just watch one thing, one episode really. And that was kind of enough. You can binge watch them. They are available. All six episodes are available for binge watching, but it was just a bit too emotional that it was, you needed like a little bit of a breather between watching. So, but equally, I do highly recommend, and I think because it is a historical thing that actually did happen, it's still hard to get your head around the fact that did happen, isn't it?
This is why I always said you should watch Band of Brothers.
Yeah, I never have got round to watching that, but I will do.
Yes, it is about fighting on the front line, but I think if you come at it from this is how granddad, or great granddad was living during that period, this is what they were doing. I think it kind of opens up the trauma of warfare.
Yeah.
I've seen the adverts for the tattoos of Auschwitz, and it's one that I'll probably circle back to when I've got more mental capacity to absorb it and cope with it.
No, absolutely. You laugh after that, but absolutely, I think you should, because I think it is something that is actually really important to watch, because it's like we all kind of know the Anne Frank story, and we all know a few of the other stories. Like there's a film called The Pianist, but no, you've got that film, it's like every time that I watch it is heartbreaking, but it's such a good film, but it's also terrifying. And all of the other things that I said about this program that I'm referring to, I think because it was such an important part of history, I think it's something that you need to kind of see.
Yeah.
To sort of try to kind of believe that it happened, if that makes sense. Because obviously it didn't happen in our lifetime. But it shouldn't have happened at all. But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, oh, sorry. This is making me feel a bit sad now. And I'm like, no, let's change the subject. Yeah. So, but yeah. But no, I do highly recommend that. So, yeah.
Yeah. And on the other end of the spectrum, I've been watching Clarkson's Farm.
Okay. And what's that like?
Well, that's Jeremy Clarkson, isn't it? But no, it's good. It's a good insight into what life is like out in the countryside.
Yeah.
What the struggles that farmers have to go through to make ends meet. And the bureaucracy of local councils and planning laws. So no, it's It's a bit of light relief with a bit of sadness and darkness intertwined.
Yeah.
Because it is real life.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that's the nature of farm life, unfortunately, as well, isn't it?
That's it. But other than that, I'm watching Chicago Fire and Chicago PD. Chicago PD can be quite dark. Chicago Fire is quite light and uplifting. And it's fire.
Fire. Doo-dee-dee. Coming to town.
Jeez, I should really be careful about what I say. Trigger you into song. I mean, it's barely 11 o'clock and you're all sunshine and ray happiness.
Well, it's better than how I started, so that's all good.
That's it. But I'm just waiting for Blue Bloods to come back on because it's the last series this year, and then I can probably cancel my Sky subscription because I don't actually watch a busting great deal of TV. I've got the latest series of Taskmaster in the planner, but it's just not gripping me, this series. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's just the lineup just not grabbing me. Mm. I've got QIXL that is in the planner just waiting for me to watch. I kind of feel like I've lost interest in.
Yeah.
I'm watching, what I tend to do is just watch YouTube streaming. So obviously I race at the weekend, so I'm watching one of the races all week. So he puts out so much content. It only costs me £5 a month because I'm a member to the channel just to help subsidise him giving up his job.
Yeah. It's a bit like doing like a Patreon kind of thing, isn't it?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, and I also pay for the Australian supercars, so I get to watch the Australian supercar races. So again, that's £4 or £5 a month, so £10 a month, and I've got all the content I need. I don't actually need Netflix and stuff like that. So
yeah,
I think when my contract ends later this year, I'm probably gonna bite the bullet and just cut the cord on Sky.
Hmm.
Because like £70, it's bloody expensive.
Yeah, I mean, ours is a little bit more because we got the movies as well. But, yeah. You know, and sort of Netflix included and Disney, well, no, not Disney Plus included because that's something that I pay for through my phone contract. But, my mum's sort of saying the same thing. She said, to be honest, she wants to not pay a TV license. I mean, she's not going to not do that, you know. But at the same time, it does make you sick that it is just paying a TV license for one channel now, and there's not an awful lot of good stuff on TV.
Yeah.
Like you said, like she watches YouTube all the time, like for all different things, you know, like getting artists and, you know, I said to her, why don't you just get a subscription to YouTube? And she's like, oh no, the government's taking enough money from me. I don't want any more money taken off me. She said, so.
All right, mum, back in your box.
Yeah. She said, no, she goes to me, she goes, I'll put up with the adverts, you know. I just like to have a moan about the adverts, and that's what, yeah, she doesn't sound like that at all, but you know.
I'd say, speaking of adverts, I should have mentioned this earlier in the Codswallop section, but I was paying a premium. Yeah, well, fuck it. I'm a guest, co-hosting
guest.
No,
you're not. You're not a guest.
Substitute.
You're a co-host.
Damn it. But, no, I was paying for Spotify Premium.
Okay.
But one of the podcasts that I subscribe to, so every, you know, where people do their own adverts, there's not much you can do about it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Where they're just scripted, they're baked into the show, nothing you can do. But for Spotify and their, you know, their podcasts that they're sort of, they've got the rights to,
mm-hmm.
they can elect to insert external adverts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like yes. normally it breaks, it goes to advert, you got to wait 30 seconds and the show picks up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm paying for no adverts, and then fucking podcasters can then blindly just insert multiple adverts that you then have to skip through like you do on YouTube. And I don't think that's right.
No.
I know it sounds really odd that, you know, let's say, you know, no such thing as a fish will do their HelloFresh advert or Babbel, whichever one they're doing. And there's not much you can do. I mean, you still have to skip forwards, but you kind of accept that because it's baked in. But when you're paying someone explicitly for ad-free listening, and then they have the ability to not give, you know, it's like with the YouTube.
Yeah.
So with the YouTube Premium, you don't get to see the adverts. The streamer or the person whose video it is that you're watching still gets the revenue for that advert, even though you don't see it.
Yeah.
And Spotify could do exactly the same thing.
I think a strongly worded letter to Spotify needs to come.
Yeah, I'm saving it all up for a nice long, long one, but I still need to trigger my letter to Google first.
Okay. Well, why do we need to send a letter to Google?
Oh, just because they're... And I have no... I don't mean any offence to anyone with neurological disorders, but I feel like the whole product management team have got ADHD.
Fair enough. Yeah.
They just pick up a product, half develop it, and then just leave it and go on to the next shiny, shiny thing. Yeah. Hence why on the last episode I was bitching about Google Assistant.
Yes, I know. And unfortunately it backfired on your face, didn't it?
No. And you know what? Every time I've been to bed for the last couple of weeks, I mean, I've said, okay, good night. And then 30 seconds later, she starts telling me all the devices she can't fucking find. I'm like, I really should send Gemma a voice note on this.
You're more than happy. I'm more than happy for you to do that. Yeah.
But that involves me rolling back over and picking up my phone, unlocking it and, you know, blah, 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 blah. That's it. Yeah. Well, you just go, see, it does happen. It happens.
I'll be like, I can't hear nothing. I'm sorry. Mm.
That's it.
No, definitely. The other thing that I've been watching is, well, for the most part, it's rewatching is The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Oh my God. It's like watching Carl for, I can never say the name Carl properly because of the fact that I roll my R's so much.
Yeah.
Roll my R's. But, you know, just actually watching him sort of literally grow up throughout the series, you know, it's, yeah, from like a smallish kid, because I don't know obviously how old the actor was, you know, when he actually started. But, yeah, to, well, I'm towards the end of series 7 now. Mm-hmm. So, and it's, yeah, as soon as the words Negan were mentioned, I was like getting really excited. I was rubbing my hands together because I love the character in Negan.
Yeah, but that last episode of the series where he gets introduced is harrowing.
Yeah, I can't remember because it's been so many years since I... hold on, do you mean the end of series 6?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, so I have seen that. So, yeah, I mean, because obviously we can talk about it because this program was... Yeah,
that's when Maggie's life gets turned upside down and she becomes the, you know, the hard-nosed girl she becomes.
Yeah. And it's such, it's like such an evil death, isn't it? Because it's like poor, oh my God, what's their names?
Yeah, we love it so much we have no idea who the characters are apart from Carl.
No, not at all.
Michonne.
Rick. Rick. Yeah. No, who's the Asian guy? Maggie's husband.
I can't remember his name. And I can't remember the gingerhead guy. No. Was it Aaron? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see their faces, but yeah.
Yes. We'll bypass that. Yeah. So we don't look like
Hey, look, we never claim to be super fans.
No, definitely. Glenn,
that was it.
Yeah.
So it was Google.
No, I didn't actually. It just came to my mind. Yeah, so it's like the death of Glenn. Like, it was utterly brutal. Like, his eye just, like, popped out and he's like, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Maggie. Yeah, her life, like I said. It's just the fact that with this series, it's like, initially, it's all about, surviving the zombies, isn't it? And then quite quickly changes to being surviving the other humans. Mm. You know, it's like, it's how evil humans can be because they want to survive, you know? So, and it's like, it's all sides. Like, everybody is kind of like got a bit of an evil streak because they want to kind of survive. But yeah, it's pretty brutal, but I'm fucking loving it.
Yeah. And, you know, they've got some spin-offs. So obviously the Walking Dead has ended now, but they've got, I think, 3 spin-offs. But they're not available in the UK. And there are no plans to release them. And it's really fucking frustrating. In this world of streaming.
Yeah, exactly.
So easy just to, you know, go, here we are.
Well, my uncle who watched them, first of all, there's Fear of the Walking Dead, which is on Disney Plus. So I think that is like a prequel of
it's a different branch.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, because one of the characters from The Walking Dead, two characters from The Walking Dead cross over into The Fear of the Walking Dead, and then you've got The World Beyond, which is a little bit later on. Yeah, so it's there's a whole kind of universe out there, and it's just frustrating that it's not like Marvel where and Star Wars where it's all on Disney Plus. It's all scattered all over the place. So Amazon have got Fear the Walking Dead. Disney have got The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Amazon have also got the World Beyond, but no one's carrying the new offshoots.
Yeah. Well,
where you get to see Rick and Michonne finally meet up. Daryl goes off and does his own thing, I think, with Maggie.
Yeah, because what I was just going to say with regards to that, because my uncle also had been watching it, which I was actually quite surprised that my auntie and uncle actually watched this program, because I wouldn't have put them as, fans of like this kind of genre. But anyway, but it was nice. It was nice to know that they did. But apparently on YouTube, there's a Daryl Dixon series 1, episodes 1-6. So you can actually watch that on YouTube. So it's
like proper ones or ripped ones?
It's proper episodes. It's not... you said that it's proper episodes, not just like snippets or whatever. So it's The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon, Series 1, Episodes 1-6. And Dead City, apparently, as well. But I don't know if that's anything to do with, The Walking Dead or not. So,
I would like to find out how he's doing that, because I'm looking on it now and I can see short episodes, like clips, not actual episodes.
Okay. Oh, well, maybe I'll ask him. Because I know that he was in Germany for a long time, so I don't know if he might still have like a connection to like the German like YouTube and stuff like that. So that might be what's happening.
Or
there.
A VPNing into the US of A.
Maybe. But yeah, no, I don't know exactly how he's doing it, to be honest. So I'm not very technical minded, and I really didn't think he would be either. So I have no idea. But well, fingers crossed, I will find out and I will let you know how he does it. And we'll keep it a secret from the Salty Tadpoles just in case it's illegal.
Yes.
Right. Well, I think, Andy, I think this has been a good episode. What do you think? Especially with you tapping, whatever you're tapping right now.
That was me doing research.
Oh, yeah? What kind of research?
Where I could find these so-called episodes of Daryl Dixon on YouTube.
I see. You're not going to close down the wrong window, are you?
No, I very nearly did. Very nearly did.
Yeah. We can't talk about what happened, but we do know what happened.
Andy don't fuck up.
He did, and it was very funny. But I was like, what? Anyway, I think we've been talking enough codswallop this week. How about you, Andy?
Oh, God, yeah. I think we're 55 minutes ago was enough.
Me too. We definitely stretched this one out.
I'm surprised people got this far. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you again, because obviously it's been a while. So, it's been lovely. The Jeff cakes are in the post.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah.
And, I hope everyone is enjoying the new James. James H, James Jr.
Yeah, he's doing very well. The better James.
the more reliable James.
No, I have to let everybody into a little secret, because James, basically, we were recording, obviously, but unfortunately, I spoke over the top of the fact that James said, oh yeah, I'm the better one, just being silly sort of thing. So then I said, oh yeah, the better one. But unfortunately, because I spoke over him, we couldn't actually pick out that audio. So it just had to sound like I was saying it. So so if anybody was offended by those comments, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, not your podcast.
Not your podcast. Well, unless the original James got offended by it, then I guess I'll have to say sorry. But,
Yeah, but to be fair, he never listens anyway, so how would he be offended?
No, exactly. Well, that's what I said, didn't I? I said, as long as nobody tells him, he won't know. It's all good. Right. Well,
you're still trying to understand what happened in episode 98.
I love how you just make a reference to episode 98 and I know exactly what you're talking about. Captain Birdseye. Right.
So, anyway.
So I think that we've been talking Earth Codswallop this week. I have been Gemma.
I've been Andy.
You have. Bye-bye, everyone.
Later. Bye.
Bye. Hi, guys. Gemma from the future. Woo. Hi. How is everyone doing? Right. Okay. Yes. Okay. That was the end of the episode. However, there was a couple of bloopers and one in particular that I found really, really funny. And I just thought I'm going to have to put it at the end of the show. Andy, before you wet yourself, it's not the mistake you made. So don't worry. But it is the mistake that I made. And I thought it was too funny to just leave it out on the cutting room floor. That's really hard to say when you're trying to say it. In general, really. The other thing as well is that I got a wonderful bit of audio from Andy after recording this episode of how Google really is. So what do you think? Is it irritating, or can you put up with it, or could you just turn the lights off yourself? I still stand with the fact that you could just turn the lights off yourself. But let's see what Google has to say.
Sorry, it looks like the bedroom light isn't available right now. Sorry, it looks like the lounge door isn't available right now. Sorry, it looks like lounge wall stairs isn't available right now. Sorry, it looks like lounge stairs isn't available right now. Good night.
Okay, to be fair, that is pretty annoying. But I still stand by the fact that he could have just switched the lights off himself. Or maybe it's the case that he did switch the lights off himself and, you know, Google's trying to do her job and he's doing it for her. So, let's have a debate. What do you think? Anyway, I hope you really enjoyed this episode. Episode 300's on its way, so there is a lot of background prep being done. And I'm very excited for the episode, so I don't know. Mr. Socks is clearly excited. So there you go. Right, I better hang up because I'm the only one in the house. Bye! So things that I've been watching on all various different places, basically, it's the Baby Reindeer, which is really, really good, but it's also quite a strong watch. So you have to kind of, you know, be prepared for it because there are some really wacky and, you know, bonkers and wanky. Andy, come back. I don't know where Andy's gone, but anyway, Andy, yeah. So, I can't believe I just said wanky.
What a time to walk away and go and top up your drink while someone's going into a monologue, eh?
I know, but I just... Oh, did you hear me say wanky?
Yes, I did, but I was downstairs. Because I need a...
Need a drink. Yeah. Right, shall I start again?
Well, I can't fake my laugh, so you'll just have to put tumbleweeds in.
Right, okay.